I have been getting a lot of letters and inquiries when people have been asking me questions when the Saturn or the planet Mars, or for that matter any planet that is afflicted, or what we in Vedic sciences call it as a dosha. Now we have the Mangal dosha, which is actually known as the affliction of Mars. We have the Saturn dosha, Saturn dosha, which is known as the affliction of the planet Shani or the planet Saturn. I actually pondered over this all, and I felt the need to explain to you all that what these afflictions or doshas really are. We start with the affliction or the Mangal dosha or the affliction of the planet Mars. What happens is that Mars is also, though not a very fast moving planet as Mercury, it still moves backwards and forwards. And sometimes it's like an eclipse. Some other planet gets afflicted on this planet, Mars, or known as Mangal, which gets a Mangal dosha. And then it also, like Kal Sarp Yog is also one of the doshas which comes under the Mangal dosha. It normally happens in the natal charts, never in the transits, but it happens in the natal charts. If a person is born with a particular dosha, then there are certain requisites to remove that affliction or to remove that dosha. Now, since even though I do strongly follow and I have learned my Vedic astrology, but being the practical person that I am, or being the person who has done PhD in occultism, I feel it's very important to practically know that what is this dosha or how does it afflict an individual. Now, there is, if you all are aware, we have the dragon's head and the dragon's tail, which in Vedas it's known as Rahu and Ketu. Now, if all the planets are situated between these two stars, which is dragon's head and dragon's tail, or Rahu and Ketu, a person is bound to be afflicted by the Mars. The person is bound to be like under the Kal Sarp Yog or under the Mars dosha, Mangal dosha. What happens when the dosha is in that chart? Your energies are not exploited to the fullest. Your potentials do not come out however hard you may try, because there are certain blocked up energies in your body which have to be opened up. The locks have to be opened up. And a little minor or a major dosha is there practically in everybody's chart. So knowing, again, having that birth chart which you can actually refer to and know whether that dosha is there or not, and if that dosha is there, how do we exterminate it, or how do we unlock it so that the things start moving much better for you. But first, let's see what happens when the Mangal dosha is in your chart. Your personal life becomes erratic because your emotions are oscillating all the time. There are fearful energies in your mind and body. You tend to start thinking, you have a low self-esteem of yourself. There is a self-doubt. On the other hand, you may be very aggressive. You may be having a volcanic temper. You may feel that you do things for the good of the people, but others are not understanding you, and you tend to lose out on friends. Marital problems are seen. Professional problems are seen. The end result is a person does get frustrated, and he's unable to understand that he's intelligent, he's capable, he's trying his best, he is compassionate, because every individual loves to believe that what he's doing is correct. And it is rightly said so. You must believe yourself. You must believe that what you're doing is correct. But sometimes giving yourself and doing actual introspection, you may realize that maybe your attitude or the way you're coming out or being perceived as the other person is wrong. You are definitely being correct in your mind and heart, But your anger is not justified from the third person's point of view or from the other's point of view, that the way you are coming across is not accepted by the world at large. Such people, when I have seen individually in their chart, I have realized that the biggest problem is that their planets are constrained between the Rahu and Ketu. Thus, the Kalsarpa Yoga has come into being. Since Mars is afflicted, there is a Mangal Dosha. The weak planets are not giving and not exploiting the full potential of the individual. And then we start working on how to make these planets much more beneficial to you. How you need to understand that which are the periods when you can embark and put your best foot forward and which are the periods that you need to take a back seat. Now, there are certain, there are certain exercises that we need to do. When the Mangal Dosha is there, you will not be able to give vent to your talents or potential to the fullest. Or the way you are going about in life is not very well accepted or perceived by the other people. Which means that the water energies are less in your body, the fire energies are more, and you are unable to adapt to what other people are thinking. In fact, you're thrusting your ideas on the other people. So how do we balance these energies in your body? There are certain exercises that I tend to tell my client that, okay, if you do this, then you'll be able to unlock these locked doors and you'll be able to come out and give your full potential and come out with your full talents, and you will reap rich rewards for the same. But before knowing whether the Mangal Dosha is there or not, before knowing whether affliction is there or not, the exercise cannot be carried out. Sometimes people say, okay, you let us know about the exercises and we'll carry out irrespective. Now there is a catch there also. Anything that you overdo is also bad. Anything that you underdo is also bad. So you first need to know whether the affliction is there or not, whether the dosha is there or not. If the dosha is not there and you do the same exercises, the result would be definitely detrimental. It is something like sweetening your tea with a lot of sugar just because you like it sweet. It becomes bitter. So it's important to know whether which dosha is there, whether it is the Mangal dosha, the Shani dosha, or whether your Shukra planet is affected, that is the Venus is affected, or whether it is Mercury that is going retrograde, or whether the Sun is not giving its full energy to you and you are not able to retain it. You need to know. It is something like, here I can give you an example. You must have come across people who do self-medication a lot. They refuse to go to the doctor. They know they have a headache. They pop a pill, go over the counter and take a tablet over the counter. Now, that can prove harmful. You can't overdose yourself with something. You cannot self-medicate yourself. So it's important to consult a proficient astrologer and know individualistically again that what dosha is in your chart and whether your chart has a dosha also or not. Sometimes I have come across clients who have come and asked me, I had heard that I have Mangal dosha in my chart. Can you please verify it for me? I have done so many pujas and I have done so many vidhis and I have done so many things, but yet I do not seem to get the results that I so desire. And on seeing the chart, I realized it wasn't a Mangal Dosha, basically some other planet was afflicted and he was not able to work on that, whereas he was going on barking the wrong tree. Mangal Dosha or the Mars affliction has a lot of importance in the natal chart. It actually can subdue a person. It actually can make a person feel frustrated in life because in spite of doing everything, things just don't seem to move forward. And a person who can actually become emotionally very, very fragile can never do professionally very, very well. And if perchance he is doing professionally very well, he'll still keep following, feeling hollow inside his mind and heart, and will not be able to achieve happiness in life for the simple reason because his Mars is afflicted. There is a Mangal Dosha. So to know whether you have a Mangal Dosha or not, get your individualized charts done. And trust me, you don't have to go through the rigmarole. People are half time scared that if there is a Mangal Dosha, God knows what the astrologer is going to tell me to do. What are the pujas that he's going to tell me to do? You know, all these things also scare a person. So I would say just go to an astrologer who has a thorough knowledge of all these things, because personally, I can vouch that to remove all these afflictions or to even remove Mangal Dosha in your life, there are practical ways to do it. And my most practical phenomena is realization and acceptance is battle half won.